heaven. Is that the title of your sermon? Yes. A medicine straight from heaven. Brother Harry Brown, is it possible for you to look for me Psalms 119, verse 89? I think that's the right scripture. I got excited with the vision and I left. That's verse. Yes, I was right. I want all of you to read it with me. Forever, O Lord, your word. I want you to notice the word forever. When does forever end? When does forever begin? Never. Now, for some people, it can start now, but forever doesn't have begin or end. It's forever. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Now, if a 5 years old child would ask you, what does the word settled means? What would you answer?
Finished.
Done.
Complete.
Established. May I offer you a simple definition, maybe even pathetic, but simple. You have somebody that isn't wandering. It's going all over the place. You get that child and sit down. The child is sitting down here. I don't want you to get up. Yes, sir. That child is settled. So what you're saying, it doesn't clop, doesn't add. Settled. The act of wandering and finally come to its final destination. The act of wandering, come and sitting down at one place. Are we still together here?
Yes.
When you have settlements of people, that means that people migrated from one place to the other, and now they settle. Is that correct? Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Done. Final destination. Stops right there. It's not coming out from anywhere. It's settled in heaven. So, if the word is settled forever in heaven, that means that this word is known before anything was there. God had already planned the Bible, if you will. God had already planned how many promises would there be available to you and I. And this is what I want to do for my kids. Are we together? Now, Brother Harry, may I have the nearly inspired version? Your word, O Lord, is that, does that mean forever? Does eternal mean without beginning or end? Okay, we know then that the word of God is eternal. Then he goes to say, it stands firm in the heaven. So are we still together here?
Yes.
We've got a word that is not only forever, it stands firm. So everything that is firm is something that is not shaken. Is that correct?
Yes.
You may be wondering, preacher, where are you going with this? I mean, you say that you had a medicine straight from heaven. I do. But before I get there, Brother Harry, Can you give me the Holman Christian Standard Bible? Lord, your word is forever. And you say, okay, we got it, we got it. No, you didn't. Or maybe you did. So why are you beating on this? If God's word is eternal, it means it doesn't change. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So if it doesn't change and it is firmly fixed in heaven, it means that any time that you use the word of God, it will work because it's a firm word. It's a word that will not change. It's a word that is forever. It's a word that's fixed in heaven where God can see it every time you quote it. Are you with me so far? How many of you here heard my testimony about the tickets as I was quoting the word? Well, some of you didn't. Maybe you did, you don't remember. I made an agreement with the Lord that we're going to take a week off every 3 months. You have no idea what goes on the background. When we are the chosen frozen church, then it's good. Everything goes, everything is okay. We still have some headache. But when you are in deliverance and healing like we are, I mean, some days I cannot use a Samsung phone like Samsung Galaxy Note 5. I can't use because the battery will burn my ears. It gets hot when you're talking so much. And when they have so many calls, people calling for prayer, and the sad part of it, they are people from other churches. Half of them are backsliders. 40% of them are not in church at all, serving God at all. And 10% of them don't even believe in God, and they are calling because they've been nagged by their spouse or somebody in the family. So this kind of stuff drains. What? Praying for sick people drains. Oh, this is ridiculous. Really? Jesus Christ is walking among the crowd and there's this throng of people behind him. And the woman with the flux of blood came from behind. She said, if I touch him, just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed. And she made her way in bleeding. I can imagine that woman walking, all the blood coming through the streets. And she touched him and boom, she got healed. Jesus stopped, who touched me? He turned around, who touched me? Peter said, Lord, what's wrong with you? That's a throng in here. All these people here. And you ask me, who touched me? If it was Jesus, I would slap Peter in his face right away. You idiot, shut up. Jesus was patient and said, no, somebody touched me because virtue came out of me.
Hallelujah.
When you're praying for people, especially when people are getting healed, virtue comes out of you as a prayer warrior.
Hallelujah.
And then, oh, we know the rest of the story. The woman came and Jesus blessed her. She was healed forever. Now, the word of God is forever, which means it will not change. The word of God is also firmly fixed in heaven. Meaning that whenever you pray the word of God, and I'm not talking about mumble-jumble prayer. What is mumble-jumble prayer? Well, I hope that I'm going to get this. Bible-believing people don't hope, they believe. Nothing wrong with hope. But the Bible said that hope deferred, huh? This is why we don't hope. We believe. And when we believe and we speak that word that is forever in heaven and that is firmly fixed in heaven, God has no other choice but to listen. Because He is the one who gave the word. And that word stands before Him every single day in heaven. So when we speak the word, we are tapping into that resource that is rightfully ours, 24/7. If we would be smart, we would have learned with the devil. When the devil tried to knock Jesus off, he didn't come with any other tactic. He used the word. Is that correct? Well, if you're really the Son of God, you know, throw yourself from this pinnacle here, because it's written. Can you imagine that low life, good for nothing, useless punk? A piece of garbage, quoting the scriptures to Jesus. Jesus counter answer, it is also written. In case you don't know, that's right. It is also written. So this word that is firm and fixed in heaven can become your daily medicine to the healing of all your illnesses. The problem most of the time is that God's people don't know how to use the medicine. It's just like you're feeling a headache and you pop up 8 Tylenol, you're going to have a stomach problem. If you're coughing a lot and you take a lot of medicine for coughing, you're going to have a high blood pressure, maybe a heart attack. We're still together so far, right? You say, well, preacher, what about you using the word? I said Sunday morning. I think it was Sunday morning. Sunday evening. My mother always says, when you kill a snake, keep the stick. You can show that you killed the snake. There's a lot of story about snakes and they're all lies. So if you kill that snake, here's the stick to prove that I killed. When I say stick, I mean like a 2x4 by 6 or something like that. Keep the rod to show that you killed the snake. In other words, prove it. This word that I'm introducing to you this morning is so powerful that it can cause things to change.
Hallelujah.
I told God we came into agreement. Last year I was in bad shape, real bad shape, and I have a bad habit. I guess due to my upbringing, that part of me needs to be sanctified too. When I jump into a task, I don't stop until I finish. So I am always on the go, always on the go, always on the go. And I know that my beautiful body has been renewed on a daily basis. But Jesus said that I should be wise and prudent. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So I made an agreement with God. If you heal me from this, I'm going to take a week off every 3 months. The Lord said, well, you can take 10 days every 4 months. Sounds good to me. So we left in November last year to go with Sidroth to Israel. But I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm past due of my agreement with God. And I'm going to be traveling on Thursday with my wife. We're going to be traveling on Thursday. And I'm dying to go. I'm looking forward to go. The thing is that where I want to go, tickets are not cheap. Actually, tickets are not cheap to go anywhere. So I was looking for tickets to go to Brazil. Why Brazil? Because I have few crowns to be made. The doctors here want $1,600. That's the cheapest I could find. Brother Harry found somebody that can do it for $1,100. But if I'm going to do $1,100, let's say that it works, $1,100, 4 crowns, that's $4,400. Not to mention the incidentals that may come in between. Well, I recently took a few teeth, so I have to do a denture to fix things. And I like platinum. Why? Because platinum doesn't break easy. I like to eat cashews. Cashew nuts. You know, nuts. I like it. And some other stuff. So, the denture here costs $4,600, $4,800. So, when we put all together, it's close to $10,000. And I'm thinking, are you nuts? So, my deceased sister introduced me to a dentist in town. And I believe that what I'm going to do should cost between $500 to $1,000 tops. Wow. All the four crowns and the dentures and this and the other. Well, how does it tie with this? Well, I don't want to go by myself and leave my poor wife here. No, she got to come with me. You know? I don't want my wife to carry this load while I'm having fun on the sun. So I want to go with my wife. We work together, we travel together. We have vacation together, we have fun together. The money wasn't there. I went online, and the tickets were running about $1,600 if I'm willing to spend 28 hours from airport to airport, or we could fly straight for $1,800. This is not God's number. Call a few credit cards that I have, and one of them had $1,500. I'm reading that scripture in Psalms 21, verse 6, that says, you piled him with blessings. You're with me, right?
Yes.
Psalm 21:6 on the Message Bible. It's very clear. You pile him with. You pile blessings on him. You make him glad when you smile. Well, because that word is eternal and it stands firm in heaven, I start to speak, well, Lord, you said that you will pile blessings on me. I want to go on this trip and I don't want to wait another 3 months. As you know, I have $1,500 on a credit card and I want to go with Marcia on this trip. And I kept reciting this thing for the whole morning on Saturday while the prayer was going on in the sanctuary. Checked every single website that I know that sells cheap tickets, couldn't get. Somewhere around noon, I send her a text message, come over here at the office. And then I handed over her a piece of paper. Somehow, miraculously, I found 2 tickets from Baltimore to Brasilia, which is the capital of Brazil. That's where her sister and brother-in-law lives, and all her nieces and nephew lives with the grandnephews and grandnieces. They're all in Brasilia. Yes! I bought it. $1,242. So I said, God, I still need to make another leg. It's roughly about 1,000 miles. And you know, I have $260 to buy 2 tickets round trip. I start quoting the scripture again. You pile blessings on Paul Santos. And you make Paul Santos glad when you smile. And I continue to quote the word. So after going all over trying to find a ticket from Brasilia to Salvador, where I was supposed to go, Everybody's charging $390 per person, $380, $375, $395. Then for a moment, a split second, I thought, maybe it's meant for me to be in Brasilia. But then I said, no. So I went on the Google tab and I type consolidators and best airfare from Brasilia to Salvador. Hit enter. 1,000 sites came in. And I'm looking through all of them. One of them says 80% discount. I click it. It took me to England. And it says 70 sterling pounds round trip. Yes! Yes! I click on that site. They said, we will now transfer it straight to a Brazilian website on the airline company. I click in. My beloved brother and sister, we bought 2 tickets for 140 sterling pounds, which amounts to $220. But there was a code on the top. I like to read all the little fine prints. And that code entitled me for 20% discount. So the 2 tickets for Marcia and I from Brazil to Salvador for a week cost $180. Well, we will arrive one day short. And I said, well, Lord, I don't want to see family. I want to go to a hotel, a nice hotel. 5-star will do. So when I added up what I had left, the 2 tickets plus the 1, I am already in $1,420-something. So I had $78. Okay, I want a 5-star hotel. I went back to the same website and they asked, do you want a hotel? Yes! And then it pops up. I said the one that I wanted. And then how many stars? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I click on 5. Hit enter. 1 night. So it starts sorting up. Then it appears. $275, $300, blah, blah, blah. I continue to scroll. Right away on the bottom, it says $75 per night. I click it. When it shows, I pick the room that I wanted. And guess what? When they hit buy it, the computer went a little crazy. You have been, what do you say? Something happened that I got a discount on that fare. So the $75 got scratched and it went down to $60. After they add up the tax and fee, I came into $74. I still have $5 left on that $1,500. How did that happen? God said, you pile blessings on Paul Santos. And you make Paul Santos glad when he smiles. So what is the deal? Let's go back to Psalms 119. Verse 89, where we were before. You have a weapon. You have a medicine. Listen to this. What you say goes, God, and it stays as permanent as the heavens. If God said in His word that He's going to bless you, pile you with blessings, hallelujah, it goes. Amen. And it stays permanently. Yeah. Now, I like the Holman Christian Standard Bible because it puts it so nice. Lord, Your word is forever. It is firmly fixed in heaven. Every time that you quote that word for God, coming from inside your heart, God has no other choice but to fulfill that word. Amen. Are you with me here?
Yes.
The trip that's supposed to have cost us $4,500 is costing us $1,495. Round trip. And I guarantee you, I'm going to have fun. I write to call my sister. I give her a list of food that I want to eat. She said, leave it to me. Leave it to me. When you get here, we're going to take care of you. Then my niece, who is in RN, young kid, she's like 25, 26, but she's in RN. She already got to hook me up to do a checkup. And she's going to be chauffeuring us around. That's one of my nieces. How did all that come about? Your word is forever. Your word cannot change. Your word is forever. It is firmly fixed in heaven. When you quote the word, God has no other choice but to answer your prayer based on the word.
Yes.
Why? Because the word is firm.
Yes.
It's established. It's settled down in heaven. Now, the problem with many of us is that the doctor said, you have a bad knee, and you better get used to the pain for the rest of your life. Many of us will get used to the pain for the rest of our lives. Baloney! So what should I do? Quote the word of God.
Amen.
Which verse do you want me to quote? Brother Harry, can you give them Proverbs 4:22? Watch this. If a doctor ever told you that they can't find what is wrong with you and that you gotta get used to a sick condition, it is a lie. Read it with me. For they are life to those who find them. God's word is life, and God's word is the tablet to the health of our bodies. Are we together here? So what you're saying? You've got to quote the word. Lord, you said you're going to pile blessings on me, and I'm going for this. I'm going for it. I have pain on my joints right now, and your word says that your word is health. It's life for my body. It is life to me and health to my body. I want that health right now. I command this sickness to go. In the name of Jesus, by the power invested on the word of God. Watch this. Brother Harry, may I have the nearly inspired version? For they are alive to those who find them, and health to the man's whole body. Now let me have the NLT. For they bring life, the words of God, to those who find them. And healing to their whole body.
Amen.
So every part of your body that is aching right now can be healed by the power invested on the word of God. Now, I'm talking here about sickness. We could talk right now about a financial situation. Now, some of us will not get that thing working right away because we are foolish on the way that we administrate money. You know that I used to drive Buick Centuries. I had a truckload of Buick Centuries, and I loved them. I made the best out of it. Are you with me? Then I start driving automobiles. And they love them. Then I started driving Nissans, and they love them. And then I started driving Toyotas, and they love them. Where are you going with this? There was a time in my life that I could afford only a Buick Century. And then I could afford an Oldsmobile. And then I could afford a Nissan. And then I could afford a Toyota. What does it got to do with financial blessings? If you can afford a Buick and you're driving an Acura, you will always be sick and you always be in difficulty. Why? Because it's called stupidity. Unless you have enough faith to call into existence your miracle, financial miracle. So God can bless me. Yes, God can bless you. If God touched somebody's hearts to give you a Mercedes, a BMW, an Audi, and you don't have to pay it, go for it, baby. God's also going to send the money for you to do the maintenance when it comes. So I cannot use the word of God for my final. Absolutely. God wants you to be prosperous. But your prosperity should not take your health away. Have you ever thought why 3 John 1:2 says what it says in the order that it says? Have you ever thought about that? 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Dear friend, I hope all is well with you. And that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. Why did he phrase it that way? Brother Harold, give me the New King James on this here. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. Now notice that health didn't come before prosperity. Is that correct? Prosperity came first, and then health came after that. What are you trying to say here? You can use the very eternal word of God to claim your prosperity, your blessings, your miracles. But don't go out unwisely and spend what you can't afford, because in doing so, you will be stressed out. And once you get stressed out, your immune system goes down. Then you get sick. And then you come asking for prayer to be healed. And we pray you get healed. And then a week later, you're sick again. But what happened? I thought you say, if I pray the word, I'm going to be healed. Yes, you are. But you made a poor choice. I pray that you may prosper. It is God's desire for you to prosper. And as God is blessing you with prosperity, don't make a decision that you can't handle. My mama used to say, don't stretch further than what you can reach. Y'all have this thing here too? Oh, that's good. So I guess it's a universal saying. So what you're saying, preacher? You can use God's words to call your blessings into existence. And as God starts blessing you, make wise choices. Oh, but I wish I could drive a Lexus. That time will come. I want it now. You might not be ready now. Why not? Because of poor decision you made before. Why can't God do it right now? Well, let me tell you. God, when he called his 3 servants, he gave 5 talents to one, 2 to one, and 1 to one. Why did he do that? Because they were not all mature enough to each one of them handle 5 talents. There was a bozo that couldn't handle not even 1 talent. Are you with me here? So many times, the health goes away because when God starts prospering us, we go on and make a wrong decision. I know somebody that is making $48,000 a year and wants to buy $500,000 home. I said, you need help. You need deliverance. Deliverance from what? The spirit of stupidity. You call me smarty pants. Okay, smarty pants. What kind of house I should buy? I said, the house that you can afford is a house that will be the equivalent of 3 times your wage a year. What? And you may not even qualify for that. If you have a lot of debt, the house that you can afford is 1.5 year worth of wage. Who told you that? Go talk to the financial advisors. If you're making $50,000 a year, you're going to buy $500,000 a year. That's 10 times more than what you make. You will never be able to pay that debt. You're going to have the pleasure to live in that house if you'd ever be approved for 3 months, and then you're going to be out on the street and lose your down payment, lose your dreams, be upset with God, and then start get sick because you lost your prosperity. Are you with me here? So how does this whole thing tie together? What's the medicine on this case here? The medicine from in this case, both financial and healthy, is the Word of God. You can call on the Word of God. You can pray the Word of God. And you can tell God, you told me that you're going to pile blessings upon me, and I'm looking for my blessings. And then when God starts piling the blessings upon you, make sure that you don't make a lousy move that will cause you to be so stressed out, that will cause you to not to sleep too good, that will cause you to be mad at your boss, mad at the world, mad at God, mad at the preacher, and you cannot give your tithe because I have to pay my mortgage. Baloney! Face the problem, made a mistake, turn around, fix it, and let's move on. And the same thing happened with your health. As I said in Proverbs chapter 4, if you start reading from verse 20, it makes more sense. I like to quote that word just because of the fact that I want to save time here. You have a medicine from heaven that works. And I didn't learn that on the books. I got a set of tickets and a hotel reservation to prove what I'm saying. Amen. I can bring my credit card statement. You can see how much it had on Saturday. And how much it has right now. Now, some of you will say, well, you're saying this, but how could this be God's blessings if you're indebted $1,495? That's the part that you missed. Once I made that step, I agree with God, and God decided to bless me. Listen carefully. Listen carefully to what I'm telling you right now. I don't make a decision based on what I can lay my hands on. If I pray to my God and I quote the word, I'm expecting supernatural things to happen. And when supernatural things start happening, I will move supernaturally. Once we took that step, this is not luxury, it's a need. A check arrived yesterday for $1,000 to cover the credit card. My brother-in-law asked me, do you have some used electronics? Okay, what are you looking for? He told me what he was looking for. I went upon my stuff, called him back. Yes, I've got 4 of them. He said, if you bring it, I can give you somewhere around $450 to $500. Did y'all hear what I said?
Hallelujah.
My trip is paid. Amen. Quoting the word of God works. When we have an open heart to believe that God will do what He says He will. How does that apply to my sickness? It won't, because you're calling it yours. But if you ask how will it apply to the disease I've been diagnosed with, let's go back. Brother Harry, can you give once again Proverbs 4? Start on verse 20, please. And let me have, there you go. My son, give attention to
my words.
Did I hear the word words here? So what you're saying? My son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. If God says it, I believe it, and that settles the deal. Pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Verse 21. Do not let that word depart from your eyes. Read your Bible every day, he's saying. Keep them in the midst of your heart. And then comes 22. When I pay attention to the word, I pay attention to what God say. Those words are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So what is the medicine from God, preacher? The word of God. Speak the word. Walk with the word. Write it in your doors. There was a time in our lives that we were so afflicted, that my beloved wife was having a hard time falling asleep in the night. She would sleep and then she woke up. So what did she do? If you would have walked in our room, there were pieces of paper all over the walls. And all of them with scriptures. There was a big piece of paper like this at the door outside the room. And then when you close the door, there's another piece standing there. So wherever we go, we look at scripture all over the place. Even if you don't want, you had to look because she had scriptures all over the walls. And you know, within days, things start changing. Within a month, she did that. Not only we were sleeping so heavy that whatever happened outside, we couldn't hear. But our financial situation changed. Our health situation changed. Things with the kids in the school started going good. Because the word carries power. So this is good for your health. You've been told by the doctor that you have to live the rest of your life with such and such disease. Baloney! The word of God stands firm forever in heaven. We will continue on this because I'm kind of fired up. I put together here these are the notes of my book. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have about 60 scriptures here that will prove to you that if you use the word, you can be healthy. Amen. Every day. Amen. You can be financially secure and prosperous at all times. Does that mean that you're going to be walking upon money? No. It means that you're going to be secure. Yes. It means that you're going to have enough to take care of you and help other people. Yes. It means that it's going to help you to enjoy your God. Yes. And everything that He has to do for you. Yes. Are we together here? Yes. Folks, a medicine is straight from heaven. It's the Word of God. Drink it every day, three times a day. And let that very word germinate within you so you can start eating the fruits that it can bring to your life. May the God of Israel bless you in His word and with His word.
Amen. Amen.